As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Becca, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Things are going. Welcome to my, welcome to my Zen zone, my Mojo Dojo Casa.
Casa.
This is the first time that we're recording kind of late at night. It's like dark. Yeah. And we changed our recording time because little Miss Nora likes to party during the day.
Ooh, she is chatty girl.
Little Miss No Nap.
Little Miss No Nap. Little Miss No Nap had many long naps today. She slept for like 2 hours on my body.
What a queen.
2 hours this morning and 2 hours this afternoon. But I got so much done. I was editing while she was laying on me. It was great.
I saw the picture. It was very cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
0.5 gang.
Exactly.
Love it.
Okay, so today's episode, we're going to talk about what we wish we knew when we first started collecting houseplants. And we've been sitting here trying to figure out if we've done this before, but we don't think we have. So,
no.
Mm-mm. We're doing it live.
We're doing it.
Yep. We're winging it.
But of course, we need to check in and catch up and see, you know, what's what. So, Nicole, you got to explain your voice to begin with.
Yeah. So, I sound like I've smoked cigarettes the past 30 years of my life. Mm. Because of COVID, okay? So I'm really, really glad that I didn't go to your house because I'm 100% convinced that I had COVID last week because it doesn't make any sense that I would just have a cold and then test negative and then randomly have COVID a few days later. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they tell you to test at the onset of symptoms, right? Like, don't take a test unless you have like visible symptoms because you could get like a false negative or whatever, you know? So, you know, I listened to instructions and I had a stuffy nose and a sore throat. And this has been going on for quite some time, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I started feeling crappy. When was I supposed to come by you? Last Monday?
Yeah. A week ago.
Yeah. So I started feeling crappy before then, before the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film that I went to go see. So, yeah, you know what? Maybe I had a cold. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I had a cold and then I randomly got COVID because I have luck like that. I don't know. But I woke up after working a couple weddings this weekend and I felt like I hit by a bus. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take one more test. And I text Adam and Becca and I was like, well, fourth test the charm? Like, what the
fuck? You knew it.
Gosh. I was so mad. Like, yeah, I knew it. I was so mad. I wore my mask at the wedding that was inside, but there was another wedding that was all outside. Like, it was a backyard wedding. So I didn't wear a mask there, but we were outside. So, oh God, I'm really hoping that nobody caught it from me. But like, how are you supposed to know? Like, this is my thing. Like, it feels like a cold, you know, aside from like the lethargy and like the tiredness and the achiness, it feels like a cold slash flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many people are walking around saying, oh, it's just a cold. I got a cold last week. No, no, you had COVID. I'm pretty sure you had COVID and you just didn't take a test. Mm. But like, what's the difference? Like, who really cares anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tricky. It is. I mean, I feel like it is going to be around the rest of our lives and it's just going to be like a cold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the flu came. That's how that's the flu happened, you know?
It's true, yeah.
Meanwhile, I just feel like I need to paint a picture here. Is Nicole can't smell anything because she has COVID, and Becca just like opened a candle and like visibly sniffed it in front of all of us. Was like, oh, this smells so good.
It is pre-farm. It's so good. Oh my god,
such a good one.
Okay, Bath and Body Works candles, like I've heard, are so bad, but I can't quit. I can't quit.
Oh, I cannot quit. They're like literal crack. Seriously.
So good. Any candle that I have that really isn't that, or an Anthropology candle, it's just not strong enough. Like I want.
Oh my god, the volcano candle. Yeah,
the volcano candle. I've never had that candle.
I think there was a dupe at Target. I think we've talked about this. I don't remember what the dupe was, but I need to find it because I love that smell.
It's so good. What is it, like $60 for the candle though?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But like, oh, it's an experience.
It's an experience that I can ask Santa for. That's exactly. Like something you gift someone. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, speaking real quick of Bath and Body Works. You know what? I'm glad that Bed Bath & Beyond's gone now because I always got them confused and now I'm not going to.
Yeah.
No,
Bath & Beyond. It was so confusing.
Steve complains about the candles that I get from there all the time. Like, oh, it's too strong. Oh, I just have a headache. He doesn't really complain. Steve's not a complainer. You know, he's a classic. But sometimes I'd be like, oh, my head hurts. And I'm like, is it the candle? And he's like, I think so. And so, but anyway, we go into that store. He literally, like, I'm not a dilly dallier. I'm in and out. Okay.
So she's.
We go into that store. I get the job done. All right. Wham, bam.
Same.
Thank you. And we go into that store. That man has to smell every fucking candle. Mm. And I'm like, we ain't got time for this. Like, there is so...
He doesn't leave with a headache?
There is so many candles. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, what happened to you bitching about me lighting a candle in the house? And now you're literally just, like, deep into every single one of these candles. Your olfactory has to be overloaded. Whatever. Yeah. That's fine.
You need the cup of coffee beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bath and Body Works, though, is, like... It does give you a headache walking in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's so strong. It like hits you in the face. I can't be in there too long.
But their candles are—they do.
But I will buy every candle they have.
They do slam.
They're so good. They do. I just took the lid off of this, and it's like filling up the air already. Like not even being lit. It's just.
You know what you should do, Becca, and what I should do, is get a candle warmer because they say that you're not burning the candle, but you're still getting the
okay. Well, what about me? Why just you two?
Well, because you have because the issue of girls. Steve thinking they smell too strong. It's still gonna smell strong. It's just for girls. It's for the girls and the gays, so you could get one too.
Oh, thank you.
Should pot it together and really buy us candle warmers?
I mean, oh yeah,
I mean, the
vibe.
It could be used as like. The ambiance.
I need to get one of those anyway because I need to. I bought these like really cheap candles at Target in the dollar section because I really loved the glass votive that they were in. So I need to just like warm it up and dump it out because they're crap candles. But
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the candle that I got from Bath and Body Works? It was fresh balsam.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Me up with the fresh
hands
balsam.
Hands down. And my mom can't. That one's too strong for her. It's the only one she cannot.
Explain to us what's going on inside your candle. Was there just like matches that you just threw in there?
Exposed.
I know.
What do you do?
It's bad. Don't tell anybody. Guys, don't tell anyone that I do
every
this.
Every time I see the candle, I'm like, what is in it?
Oh my god, there's a lot.
I made a bad habit of throwing the match in the candle. I did it like maybe twice, and then Daniel saw that I was doing it, so he started doing it. And so now there's just a lot of matches in the candle, which I'm pretty sure that's like a major fire hazard, right?
I mean, it can't be great.
I would think, because it's wood.
It can't be great. Yeah. It's
probably
also,
probably a warning somewhere on the website.
I found out that matches are like, the way that a match works is you scrape off the outer thing, and as soon as that what's underneath the thing you scraped off touches oxygen, it ignites. Like, that's what starts the fire. Well, did you guys know that?
Well, okay, kind of.
Yeah,
because
kind
of the whole phosphorus bomb situation, and I think matches are phosphorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
And phosphorus will keep burning until it's depleted of oxygen. Like, that's the only way to stop it. So, like, that's why it's a banned weapon. Anyway.
Oh.
Is it, like, lithium?
Well, lithium went out.
Yeah, on its own. Of
thrown against the car door.
A little beating. But, yeah, so that's... but that is wild to think about with matches. Because, I mean... I feel like I knew that somewhere deep in just deep down, but I just expected it to just always work, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what also is weird? People that light them with their nail, like they just flick it and then it goes on. Like they just...
What?
They just like... Yeah, you never seen somebody do that? They're just like under their nail like... And then it just like starts up.
Never. That's pretty cool.
What James Dean motherfuckers are you hanging out with?
Yeah, I was in,
like what?
It was in...
So tell me about it, stud. You better shape up.
Yes.
Because I need a man.
Specifically, it's in Misery at the beginning of the movie when what's his name finishes writing his book. He has a cigarette and a glass of wine, I think, after each book that he writes. And he does it. He lights it up on his fucking finger. And I was always been amazed by it. But I've seen other people do it. So it's not just him.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my update. I have COVID and I'm quarantined and I'm excited about Britney Spears' book coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Big news. I'm going to listen to it.
Very big news. Adam? Any update from you?
I like sitting here thinking about what I did. I went to Pride this weekend.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Because we're in the desert.
You guys have it at such a... It's weird that it's at such different times of the year for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, June is like, I think, when it's supposed to be, but it's so hot here. Like, that would be a hazard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have it. They always have it in October here. But so I went Saturday. I didn't know what to expect. It was my first, like, Pride here in Phoenix. It was fun. I saw some drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race that I really loved, like, when I watched the show. So that was kind of exciting. Last night, however, Ashanti was performing and I didn't get to see her.
Oh, fail.
I know.
Oh, missed opportunity.
No Ja Rule, just Ashanti. But anyway, then I think I would feel a little bad though, because I mean, I don't know. Like, it wasn't like a huge stage. So then it's like...
Oh.
But she looked like she did good. I saw some story posts. I was like, oh yeah, she was rocking it.
But like, okay, listen, 90s... singers, they're done. They know that they're done, so they're doing like these little things, like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Ashanti would not be on a little stage in 1998. She'd be in an arena.
You're right. Yeah, with Ja Rule.
The fact that she's still singing publicly is an accomplishment, I feel.
Yeah, she looked good. I was really nervous to go though, and I hate that this is our world now, but like, Pride was supposed to be a thing where people can just like be themselves and not have any like cares. And like, yeah, I did have that a little bit. Like, I could put my arm on around Steve and like not even think about who was around us, like, to scope it out. Like, I just did it, and that felt a little bit freeing. But then on the other hand, I was just like, when we went through security, I was like, those were just volunteers, and I don't know how serious they were taking their job. So then I'm like, I was just, you know, and then we're in Arizona, and I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like a bummer, but, you know, I just had another drink and I forgot about it.
Yeah. Is it still a hesitation? Like, if you guys are at the supermarket or you guys aren't very big PDA anyway, right?
Well, no, but like, I am, but I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you never know how someone's going to react. And that's the thing, right, is I don't want to deal with. I don't want to deal with ignorance, because it, yeah, really can like put you in a bad mood. So I'm just like, mm-hmm, eh.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't really like hold hands or anything. I don't think I've ever held hands like with Steve publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's, I don't know. Some people, you just never know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Pride was fun. It was a lot of celebrating. There was a lot of questionable outfits. I mean,
always
good for them with the confidence. Like, couldn't
nipple
be me.
Nipple tassels.
Speedos.
No, there was basically just like a pouch.
Oh.
And that was it.
Banana hammocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a pouch.
Cheeks out.
Okay.
And here I am.
And
buying...
that was your outfit.
Yeah, that was my outfit. It was a big sack, if you know what I mean. That was a potato bag, okay? Just kidding. It was a Crown Royal bag. You know what I'm talking about. Those purple. But anyway, it was really fun. It was fun to go there and see it, though. And yeah. I was like, I don't think this is family friendly, but maybe at a certain point it doesn't become family friendly. But there are definitely areas that were like adults only.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my very Saturday. Cute. I woke up at like 8 a.m. on Sunday and I was like, I need an ibuprofen. Like now.
Oh, you had a headache, yeah, huh? Drank a little too much?
I don't drink anymore. Mm. And I got a little tipsy.
COVID? I'm just kidding.
No.
Never know what it is, drunk,
so I'm
or
like,
COVID.
Oh, this is your late 30s when you go a little too hard on the weekend. Not used to
you
that.
You know, you don't even have to go a little too hard, because I had like two beers not that long ago, and I went to sleep not feeling very good, and I did wake up with a headache. Mm. Two beers, light beers, at that. Like, we're not talking hoppy beers here, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us.
That started happening to me like when I was like 22. Like, honestly, and I think that's a big reason why I just am not into alcohol, and I really have never been, because I'm like operating at a constant dehydration, just constantly. So you add alcohol and it's just instant hangover, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like not you, worth it. I feel like, well, at least there's not many stories of you drinking a lot. But we've known you since you were what, 23? The shit,
I think so.
The shit I was doing at 23 years old.
Same.
You guys would not have recognized me, okay? I was
beating down doors.
I was
doors.
Going out.
Fucking bitches.
I was going
up.
Beating down doors. Yeah.
It was a crazy time.
See, what I would give to know you at that time, though, like, I would just love,
yeah,
to
were
have
you
met
like,
you.
Were you like up in the clubs, like throwing it back, twerking?
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. So I didn't have a fake ID. So me and my friends didn't go out before I was 21. And I had Mia at 24. So it was a solid 3 years of fucking
raw
chaos.
Randoms.
Oh,
just kidding.
In the clip.
But if I'm being completely honest, it was more me and my friends. Like, yeah, there was a few, you know, here or there. But like, it was more so going dancing with my friends.
Yeah.
You did it for the free drinks.
Yeah.
You know, you did it for the free drinks.
Totally. You shake it a little. Someone comes up and asks you if you want a drink. And me?
Okay.
Oh. Sure.
Okay, the thing was with me, I met my husband a week after I turned 21. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's that. And I was married at 23.
He just clipped your wings. He just clipped them right off.
Exactly. The shop closed. No, I don't know. I didn't grow up drinking really. And I didn't, I just loved to go out to the bars and like dance. Like, that was what I loved to do. As Nicole said, dancing with the girls was always what I loved to do.
Yes.
And like, I loved it too, because like, you could drink a lot but not be like hungover or drunk, because you're sweating it all out.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like, yeah, that's like the only circumstance where I think that I would have like more than one drink when on a night out, because otherwise I get a hangover really fast. So yeah, I need to be able to dance it out. And like, I love dancing in a club. That is like one of my favorite things. Haven't done it in a while, but.
Oh, me too.
I love it.
Oh. There was this great salsa bar.
I want to go dancing with you now, Nicole. Well, both of you, but.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Woo.
We should do that on our next outing.
We'll break a hip.
Yeah, absolutely. We should go to a club.
We should.
Break a hip.
Mid-20s.
Oh my gosh.
One of us still is.
Miami. Miami.
Checking in. We should go to Miami because Miami was so fun to dance at.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
In our cigar era, perfection.
Ooh, and we can have a Cuban cigar. Ooh.
We can have a Cuban.
Incredible.
Stuff it with.
Well,
that's my ketchup.
Something extra.
Hey, can you unroll that? Is this like a sub sandwich situation?
Can I add a little something to this sandwich?
I got some fixins. Okay. My update is one of my best friends came to visit. She lives in Arkansas, so she drove up and it was so sweet. She came to see me for the weekend. And it's so, I think I said this last time she visited, but like, it's just really cool to see your friends through multiple seasons of life because like, we were in college together and that was really fun. And then we both were married and like, we would hang out and talk about being married. And then now, you know, I had a baby and it's this like new level of like, when she comes, she like helps with the dishes and like wants to cook for us. Like, it's just so fun to, okay, obviously she's like helping me, but like I would do that for her too. It's like a,
yeah,
it's like a new level in your friendship that you reach when like they kind of do things to take care of you rather than like you're mutually helping each other just by being together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was just really cool. And she's just a really good friend. And she did bring her huge dog, though. And, like, oh, yeah. I love the dogs.
Bernedoodle.
Oh, he's so cute and sweet. And a puppy. I think he's, like, 10 or 11 months old. And he's, like, big, like, 80 pounds. And my dogs hated him. It was so bad. Which
is this the dog update
really
you were talking
crushed.
About?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was a delay.
Yeah, it went. You were like coming in and out for a second there.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's no delay anymore.
I think we're back.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the dog update. My, specifically Leo, had the worst vibes with him. And you know, like big dogs, they, and especially puppies, they're not, they don't care if a dog is like telling them to fuck off. Like, he's like, no, I'm going to play. He just kept thinking like my dogs were trying to play with him, but they were like snarling and like, like, what is it? Like lurching like, at him?
Yeah. Lunging. Like lunging.
Lunging. Yeah. And like Leo would like chase him, like barking at him. Like he was pissed. And like, obviously it's a big dog. So Leo has displayed this type of behavior with big dogs before, but never to this like scale. Cause it was always like short interactions.
Yeah.
And like Cooper is pretty good with big dogs. Like he's a little scared at first, but like generally he calms down. But Leo's vibes were bringing down the entire interaction. Like whenever we'd put Leo away, Cooper would do a lot better. But I think Cooper was like, "That's my man, and I'm gonna
yeah.
What is it? This is your man. That's him.
And I'm gonna stick by him. Who is that voiceover? Is that Dr. Phil?
So anyway, it made us realize that we need to do something about Leo acting like this because, you know, he does that to the wrong dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be his life.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, we don't take them to the dog park, like, hardly ever because I'm scared. But, you know, you just never know when he's going to interact with a big dog because we have this set of dogs that walks through our property every once in a while. I don't know whose they are and I don't know why they're walking around, but I guess that's just living in the country. Yeah. Anyway, God forbid they like feel Leo's aggression and they act as a dog should and be aggressive back. You know what I mean? Like, well, not that they should be aggressive, but like they're going to protect themselves.
I feel like because you brought another dog like onto your property, like he was being defensive in that sense. And it could also be the baby.
Mm. That's true. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, it was so much worse than it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt bad for her dog because he was just trying to play with them. And my dogs were like, get the freak away from me, dude. This is...
Oh, no. That's stressful. They were That's mad. Stressful all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt horrible for him. Sweet dog. But like my dogs were pissed. So anyway, we are going to look into some sort of like training, some exposure therapy. I don't know. For Leo. Yeah. Because we just can't have him doing that. And also, we'd love to get them some training so they, like, don't jump on people and stuff like that because, you know.
Yeah. Did you have to separate them? My internet is
cropping out on me. You guys are frozen.
Yeah, you keep... It's There's Hello? Quite the delay.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Now we are. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can, yeah. Okay. Is Adam there or is... Oh, he's just very still. Okay. Anyway...
Did you have to separate the dogs the whole time?
Unless we were like standing there actively watching them, yes.
Mm, that sucks. Because
he would do this thing where he'd stand right over them and he's like trying to initiate play, but my dogs right. really didn't like that. They were really scared and like he just thought they were playing with him and so he just kept doing it and wasn't understanding the cues and he's a puppy. Because I kept telling my friend because she felt really bad. I was like, no, dude, like, it's fine. Like, Cooper mm-hmm. acted exactly like your dog, but he's smaller. So it's just, yeah. he was on Leo's level. So Leo wasn't scared of him. He was just annoyed.
Yeah. See, that's how Prime is. Prime acts off of fear. Like, he sees mm-hmm. somebody. See, good thing that your dogs don't do that with humans. I feel like that would be something to be more concerned about. But it's like he gets like nervous and then he doesn't know what to do. So he just growls or starts barking or bites, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
oof.
I'm scared.
So scared walking around your house. I was like looking for you for my security blanket. I was like, I can't leave this room unless Nicole's next to me. And it's like immediately you're just like, no. And and Jay too, like he listened.
Yeah, Becca was so chill, and I was more nervous with Becca than with you here.
Yeah, no, I was a baby. I was like, ooh.
Becca
was
like, I feel like dogs pick up on vibes though, because like every time like I was feeling chill, the dogs were like pretty relaxed. But like when they started, like if they got like in a little riff, my mm-hmm. anxiety would spike, and then it just tumbled down. Like I feel like they pick up on that kind of stuff.
They totally do. They totally do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't hurt to look into that, I guess. You know.
Yeah, I definitely want to because there's a few things that we'd love to like improve upon. I don't know. I feel like behaviors go relatively unnoticed or like it doesn't seem like a big deal because they're small. But like if mm-hmm. a big dog was doing a lot of the things that they do, it would be like unruly. Is this dog worth saving? Okay, it's not that bad, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they do that.
When someone comes over and sits on the couch, they like will not leave the person alone. They have to be on top of them. And like, that's really annoying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. See, that's where that's what's difficult for me because I love that. So then like sometimes when Especially I go to someone's house and they're like telling their dog to get down, I'm like, I really don't mind. But then I'm also I also know that you probably want to have your dog not do this to other people, but like they can knock me over and lick my face all day long. I don't care.
Yeah.
It gets like mostly just embarrassing because I'm like, oh my God, they act like they've never seen somebody before. Like, this is just like intense. Like, let's breathe. Like, we got the lipstick out, we're breathing hard. Like, he's like,
that's funny.
But they're very sweet once they calm down and like everybody's settled. They're very chill.
Yeah.
But anyway. So that's my long update. That's really all I have to say. It was a great weekend with my friend. And
did you guys just kind of stay home or did you do anything? Did you go out anywhere?
Did you go get sushi?
We mostly stayed at home, but we also... No, we did not get sushi.
I love that sushi place.
Is that something that I... Is that something I do with my friends?
No, but you took us there. And that was really fun.
It was so good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had sushi a couple weeks ago. So I didn't even really think of it, honestly. But we went to the pumpkin patch, which was very fun.
Oh, and nice.
We took Nora to, well, obviously we took Nora. We're not going to leave her at home with the dog. It was really cute. There was this little like measuring thing. You know how they have like the like, you know, measuring tape or whatever?
Yeah.
And we had her stand up next to it and she was like just under 2 feet. And we're like, oh.
That's cute.
Oh, you got to send us some pictures.
I will. Oh my God. It was so cute. And she's like, man, she's just like grown up so much in like the last week, I swear. Because like I was listening to the episode, the Brave Yet Controversial episode from the one that came out today that we recorded, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's already different from what I was describing in that episode. I'm like, that's just so crazy.
She's definitely more smiley. Like, she's smiling constantly now.
And she rolled over and she's a chunker. No, okay. Yes. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just love thick babies. Oh, and she's a thick baby. Too. Good job, I mama.
She's a little thick girl.
The thank rolls you. Are the best.
That was me.
Homegrown rolls. Yeah. She's so sweet. And she's like, she rolled over twice. And then I was like, wait a minute, do it again. And then she like was mad, but I recorded it and sent it out to everybody. It was so sweet. But yeah, like honestly, not putting her online has been great. The only downside is I have to be so much more intentional about like showing her to people. And like updating people, because I was thinking one of my sets of grandparents hasn't seen pictures of her, I think, since she was a newborn. Mm. And like, for me, it feels like no time has passed, but like in their lives, you know, it's been 4 months. So like, that's a long time that they haven't seen a picture of her. So I'm like, oh, shoot.
But that's because I can't just. Because then it brings you back to those important people. And then you're reaching out on like a personal level.
It's yeah, not just totally. Like it definitely feels media. More personal.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice. And, you know, there's a lot of people who aren't putting their babies online. So I'm not that weird. And that makes me feel good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, well, you're still weird, but you're not that weird.
I'm still a weirdo.
You do throw matches into your candles.
Yeah.
Which I've literally never seen someone do in my whole life.
We just went over this. I'm so shocked by that. I feel like a lot of people in my life do that.
Really?
I think I've seen my mom do it. I swear I have.
I have an electric, like one of those electric lighters that you charge up and it just like is like the zapper
it's
thing.
It's like an electrical current. I have those too. The thing is with those, it lets off a really high frequency sound and I hate that.
The dogs hate it too.
Really?
Yes. My dogs like run away.
Really?
And I feel bad. Yeah.
Do you have one?
No, I don't, but I've been thinking about getting one.
Yeah, they're great because, you know, you don't have to keep buying those
I know,
big
you don't have
lighters.
To keep buying lighters. Yeah, it is really nice for that. And the other downside is it takes a while to light the candle. Like the actual wick like won't ignite right away.
Yeah.
But other than that, like it's great and I don't think that Daniel can hear the high frequency. So that says a little bit about his hearing.
Yeah, his age. Yeah. Okay, but do you guys ever watch 30 Rock?
No.
No.
Oh, because there's this girl in there, Jenna, is the character who's like trying to hold on to her youth and no one really knows how old she is. And then some of these guys, because it's basically behind the scenes of like a SNL. So some of these writers are like, oh, we got this app that emits high frequency. And so you can tell how old somebody is by the sound and what they can hear. And so they're like playing it. And she's like screaming at the top of her lungs. She's like, what are you guys doing? How's everyone's day? And then they're like, you can't hear that. She goes, no, I don't hear anything. It's really funny. It's the one that had to be there kind of thing. But
that's funny.
The lighters, though. Oh, 30 Rock is such a good show. Peacock. Yeah. Do they work only for candles or would they work for like, you know, cigarette type things?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh,
the ones like that I have, I would say no, because it's like two prongs.
Okay. Cigarette type things. Like a joint?
Okay.
She's Nicole.
I think it would depend on how you roll it, right? Because isn't it like you twist the end? I think if you twisted the end where you light it, you could.
Okay.
Because it's like two prongs and then an electrical current going between them. So if it's skinny enough to fit through that, it will light it.
I would bet you could light a cigarette with an electric lighter, though.
Hmm.
I think it's an experiment that we should try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell my mom to use it.
I volunteer you.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yes. Yeah, have your mom.
I'll have my mom try it, and then I'll let you guys know. But I feel like it would. For sure a joint.
Okay.
Wait, the side that you twist, what about a bowl? Does that go in your mouth?
Not a bowl. Okay. Not a bowl. You need a full flame for a bowl. The side that you twist?
No.
Well, you twist both sides, kind of.
Oh, okay. See, this, I've never partaken, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know there's a twist involved, but I didn't know if that went in your mouth or you lit that part.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. No.
Should we, next time we get together, should we like
smoke a joint?
Yeah, only if you stop getting pregnant.
Like, I just keep getting pregnant.
Yeah, you know that, over and over. You know that 5-year plan you got? Well, cut that shit out.
Hey, I've got 18 months.
Okay, well, we better see each other within the next 18 months.
Oh, gosh. Well, should we get into
it? All right, are we ready to... Should we get into the topic?
That's a couple brave yet controversial topics in that update. I kind of like it.
Yeah, we can't only be like that on our Patreon, you know? Yeah, but if you like it, you can join our Patreon. And...
Yeah. If you like the vibe, we'll subscribe.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so as we said, we are going to talk about, I guess, things that we
like to... I was like, Becca's going to restart her internet. We'll be right back.
My mind just went blank.
Oh, okay. It looked like you froze.
Oh, am I?
For a solid 10 seconds.
I think I did. See, that's the downside of recording at night. Now the internet, everyone's using the internet in the city. So us country folk don't get much. Okay, so we're going to talk about what we wish we knew at the beginning of our plant collecting journey. And gosh, there's so many things. I feel like every week I have a new one. Like,
that's crazy because I'm having a hard time thinking of some.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that you're going to jumpstart my thoughts on these.
Same.
All right, well, here we go.
Buckle up.
First of all, I wish that I knew. This one is like at the front of my mind because I just dealt with thrips, so I apologize for being, you know, repetitive in bringing it up, but I did overcome thrips, so I'm proud. But also, I am fully expecting them to come back. I want to say that as well before someone's like, just you wait.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't expect them to come back. Be gone.
Be gone, thrips. Okay. I wish that I knew that pests were... What's this face? Can I get out my sentence?
Yeah, get it out.
Sorry.
I'm self-conscious. Are you guys laughing at me or with me?
No, not. I'm laughing at Nicole because she swept in with a Kleenex wrapped around her finger, completely shoved her finger up her nose, did a swirl, and then put it down. And I have the things that Nicole does sometimes just really throw me off because I just... wouldn't have expected that kind of technique coming from you.
Well, I'm trying not to blow my nose so our editor doesn't have to edit a lot out, but I typically would blow my nose. But okay. I need to get up there. I need to stop the drips, you know?
Okay, sorry.
I completely missed the... What would that be? The picking nose with protection. I missed that. So I didn't know what you guys were making that face over, and I thought that I did something.
No.
You want to do it again?
Okay.
Yeah, see, I'll do it like again. It's just like the, it's like the, she's just like a rim job that nose right there.
I'm not a suck it back kind of girl. It looks like, you know, no. Like the sniffle and
it
swallow.
It looks like a ghost.
Oh, God. Oh, it does look like a ghost.
Whenever cute. I hear someone do that, I know too well what they're doing, and I can hear them, like, this is so gross of me, but I'll hear them sniff and I'll wait to hear them swallow to know if that's what they were doing.
And then, like, cough a little.
So don't do that in front of me because I'll know.
Yeah. Stop it.
It's not subtle. Unfortunately, I just pick up on, like, really detailed things that people do, and I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I'm just interesting.
Sorry that I threw off your entire thought process.
Okay. That's okay. I was diagnosed with ADHD. Everything makes sense.
Aww.
Okay.
Thrips.
Oh yes. I wish that I knew that pests were not the end of my plant care, my plant life, because the first time I ever found a pest was when you guys were over and we found spider mites, and I really thought my life was over. Like, the following week I was scrubbing, I was getting high off of rubbing alcohol on accident.
Yeah.
And like, I thought my life was over. Like, I remember filming that whole process and being really raw about it. And somebody like commented and was like, you're being really dramatic about something that's not even that big of a deal. And I was like, listen, my life is over. Can it? Like, I was pissed that somebody said that.
I feel kind of honored to have been a part of that moment in your life.
Honored, but also embarrassed, because like, we were just laughing our asses off at Becca's very guttural fear, and like, she was like having a breakdown, and we're like, ah, let's put a camera in your face. Oh, there's another one over here. Oh, we got more here.
Meanwhile, I'm having a panic attack and trying not to show it, because like, you were kind of
in the bathtub, hunched over the bathtub.
Nicole's like, you don't have to use this footage, but if you want, I'll send it to you.
Everything is content. Everything is content. Listen, I feel like we helped you through that selfishly. I feel like we did.
No, it was definitely like way better to have you guys who understand, because if you guys saw the video where I found the thrips, I was outside spraying them down, like almost like manic. Like, I was freaking out. And Daniel walks out and he's like, so what's going on? I'm like, the worst thing in the animal kingdom. And they're all over everything. And he was like, oh, are they worse than fungus gnats? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to punch you. Of course they are. Like, he didn't get it. You know, a sweet man. Love him. Love him. Love the care. Love that he was asking. But man, he had no idea what I was dealing with. Okay. But yeah, I wish that I knew that it was not a death sentence, especially with thrips. Like, I always was like so afraid of getting them that even my reaction with that, like, I cried. A lot of tears were shed, I'm going to admit. But it's just really not that bad. I mean, okay, it is, but it's not like the end.
Yeah.
Like, only a couple of my plants died. And like, there's a few that are a little uglier now, but it tells a story, and it's just all a part of the process. And like,
yeah,
it's not embarrassing to have gotten a pest. It's more like, you should be proud that you found it and that you were able to identify it and like find a solution.
Yeah.
So that's what I wish I knew.
I do feel like this is one of the main reasons why I can't bring myself to spend a lot of money on a plant, though, because I'm terrified of that. Like, I would be so upset if I lost like a $300-$500 plant from thrips, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
100%.
I think we all, that would, oof, no thank you.
Yeah,
that would really hurt. Okay, but the thing is that I'm thinking, like, it, if you have those plants that are like really, really important to you, you just prioritize those ones. And okay, but if you catch it early enough, it should be fine, right? Like,
right.
It'll be a little ugly for a while.
Yeah.
But like, in my mind, it was like, oh, all my plants have thrips, I have to throw them all away. But it's like,
Right.
They're going to be fine. Even those really prized possession ones. And like, I don't know. I guess I haven't recently spent a lot of money on a plant. So like it didn't hurt too much when the expensive ones had it. But if I had just like, let's say I had just dropped 300. I was going to say 300K. No. If I had just dropped $300 on a plant and it got thrips, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
You know,
it would sting a little.
But I feel like I've gotten my money's worth out of most of my plants at this point. So I have a little bit less attachment financially.
Right.
Right.
That's a good one, though. It definitely is not a death sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you going to go back and forth here?
Yeah, but I still don't know.
Okay, let me think. Something I knew before.
Go ahead, Nicole. Do you have one? Go ahead.
Ooh, that face. Okay. Well, I don't have one. I'm thinking of it currently. Something that I wish I knew before I started collecting plants was that even the basic plants are cool and beautiful. What? Did I miss something?
It's like when kids write an essay.
Hopefully y'all are listening to this on 2x the speed.
Something that I wish I knew about plants. It's like
when I started collecting. And if I had known this before, it would have been really helpful.
And
like you're trying to reach the word count.
Right, real big. Okay. I wish I knew that following trends wasn't necessary, and to like take more pride in the basic plants like pothos, mm-hmm. and you know, heartleaf philodendron and ZZ plant. And although the ZZ was pretty expensive when I first started collecting, when we all first started collecting plants,
yes,
yeah,
snake plants, you know, like stuff like that. Like it was like when I first started collecting plants, I feel like, well, we all kind of got into it when houseplants were starting to come back into the scene. Like there was like our grandparents had houseplants and then it died off for a really long time. And then I feel like we got back into it at the hype of things. And it's like everybody was buying all these really expensive plants. And I always kind of felt like, oh, I wish I could have this, or, you know, and you don't need that. Like, just buy the plants that are beautiful. Beautiful plants can be cheap, you know? Yeah, that's one. That's not a very good one, but that's the one.
No, I think that's good because when you start collecting plants, it can be so easy to get just tunnel vision for the rare, expensive ones.
Right.
When it's like, why did you start collecting plants? Well, it's because you like greenery. You like the way they make you feel.
Right.
And like that can come from a pothos. It doesn't have to come from a Albo, Aurea, Monstera, whatever.
Creme brulee. I was trying to come up with whatever.
Milkshake creme brulee.
Yeah. A Monstera Thai constellation creme brulee with sprinkles. Like it doesn't have to be.
Oat milk, please.
Monstera Thai constellation oat milk. Yeah, we're so giggly today.
I know. It's delusion.
It's because it's at night.
I still don't really. Okay, what's one that you were going to tell me to do, Becca?
Well, your collection started off, you know, very broad.
It did. And
okay, but there's like I think that's a natural progression though. Like that's very normal to start with a lot of things. You cast a wide net and then you see what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, do you think you would have switched to mostly Hoya earlier had you known like that's okay? Like, did you ever feel like, oh, I feel like I should have a bigger variety? Or did you just like not feel that pressure?
Well, I think because like I started making YouTube videos and like we all kind of did. So we got into the whole like unboxings and mm-hmm. all of that mm-hmm. stuff. So that's why I was like kind of, I probably would have still done that. But I do wish I would have gotten to Hoya, like even though it was pretty early on, but like I wish I would have gotten to them earlier when they were a lot cheaper. because like you see like old house posts like H-O-U-Z-Z, like where they're like, oh yeah, here's a cutting of this for $5, you know, all of these things. But I don't know how it would have changed though, because I really loved the foliage of all the other plants. Like I still see like the Peperomia obtusifolia in Lowe's and I'm like, oh, so pretty. Or like prayer plants I see and I'm like, I want to try it again. So I still probably would have been like fall into that trap, but
Also, unboxing back then, like when we were first getting into collecting plants, was so fun. Like all of those videos are very genuine, like unboxing and like getting a new plant and you know, like, you know, Jay's asked me a couple times. He's like, do you think that you would have bought all these plants had you not done YouTube? You know, and I was like, honestly, I think I would have, because still the like me, there's a few unboxings I didn't record, obviously. And when you get a plant in the mail, it's like this exciting thing. Like you're excited to get it out of the box and see it. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I swear I'm not high. I swear to God.
You've got brain fog.
I really do. Well,
it's my turn again.
Yay.
I know. I'm like relieved. I was like, please just say all of them, Becca. We'll just be.
We'll be commentary.
We'll just commentate.
We edit out me telling you guys what to say. No. Oh, well, shit, that was the only one I had. No, just kidding.
I was freaking out for a second there. I was like, oh, God.
Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take it.
No, I would say I wish that I was more experimental with my plants earlier on, because I've expressed that I am, like, really attached to my plants and I don't like to cut them up. But I think more recently... Yeah, I've been a lot more detached, and I don't know if it's just this phase of life I'm in or, because I've had certain plants for so long, I'm kind of like wanting something different, so I'm more willing to chop them up. Like, for example, when I first started my plant journey, there were several people who just gifted me like really nice plants, like out of the kindness of their heart, and they were like, yeah, just pay it forward. And I was always like, ugh. Like I'm gonna be brave yet controversial and like honest here. When that happened, I was like, shit, like I don't want to cut up my plants, like this sounds scary. Like I want to, because somebody has done that and blessed me with this plant, but the thought of doing that too is scary, because like it took me so long to get this plant, like I don't want to cut it up. But of course I have paid it forward like many times now, and like it just made me realize that the joy of paying it forward is so much better than having that plant in my, like having the original, all the leaves. You know what I mean? Like, because like, for example, my albo, I've shared it with two people now. I've got two more cuttings that I would be happy to share. And it's like, it's just cool that, I don't know, that people now have that plant. And I think that that helps, like, I don't know, with the demand of these certain plants, like, it kind of messes with the market when people get it for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with something like plants, it's like, it's going to grow back. It's not a big deal. And that was really hard for me to not be kind of greedy, honestly. Yeah. And I'm really happy that that is not my story anymore. I'm out of that. And I love to share, which reminds me, Nicole.
Yeah.
No worries if it died, but the Philodendron Glorious, is it dead? After I just went on and on.
About how much you love your plants and how much each one is like a piece of your soul leaving. And Nicole is giving a face right now. She's like, I don't even remember seeing a plant.
It's dead.
Okay. Yeah, what?
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. Okay, see, this is a part of the detachment that I went through psychologically, because I used to not want to share my plants because I was afraid that people would kill it and they wouldn't care as much as I did. But that's not why plants die. Like, sometimes they just do, and it's but not my, personal.
My clarinervium seeds are sprouted, and I have four of those.
Wait, but what happened with the glorious?
It just died.
Oh, okay.
It's dead.
Okay.
It's dead.
It happens.
I lost so many plants when I neglected my plants, like a couple of months ago. Like,
it's okay.
Yeah.
And Bree gave me some, and they died too. And it's, yeah.
Oh, no. Does she know? Because she's going to be over.
And, oh, yeah.
Okay. That's going
to
be awkward.
No, she was supposed to come over. She was supposed to come over this Thursday.
So.
No, I updated her with pictures. She was supposed to come over Thursday, but we canceled because of COVID.
You know, now going back to a little point of the helping the market out, and this is off topic, but you know, it wouldn't be trademark us if it wasn't. But Facebook is a different breed of plant people.
I am not on Facebook.
And I'm not on it much, but there,
well, I tried to be.
I have randomly come across like some people in the groups that are pissed when someone like sells a highly sought after plant for like a low price, because in their scarcity mindset is like, well, now I can't sell it for a higher price because someone can look and see that it was sold for this much in the group when they're trying to decide if it's a good price or not. And they'll see, oh, but it sold at like $40 last week and you're trying to sell it for $120. And so that really gets under my skin. Those kind of people who are like, oh, I wish people would like love the plants and care for the plants, but then they're also mad when someone sells it for a really great price because in their mind, they're like, well, now I can't sell it for that.
Yeah. But it's price gouging, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, if you feel like the plant is valued at that, then sell it at that. And if you don't sell it, then that's not, the plant isn't valued at that then, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like, people are going to pay. People could be willing. It could be worth it to them at that price. But for some people, it's not. And they just won't buy it then. Like,
anytime I've sold cuttings on Instagram, which was like very few times, I did the whole like make an offer thing because I felt like the plants really didn't hold very much value to me, which is why I was selling the cuttings in the first place. But if they, you know, if somebody valued that plant at a specific amount and they could afford it, then that's what it was. You know, I sold cuttings for $10 and I sold cuttings for like $80, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some of those plants I had given you, so it kind of hurts my feelings. You said they had no value. I'm just kidding.
I have never cut up a plant you gave me and sold it.
I'm kidding.
I don't think I did.
I don't
remember. We're having a therapy session right now. Nicole mistreating the plants we gave her.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. Yeah, I think it's a really important thing, well, for me to like detach emotionally because I did kind of take it too far sometimes and just not, I wasn't even willing to cut them up for myself sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's a really fun part of owning plants is experimenting with them and propagating. And every time I do it, I'm so happy I did. I never regret it ever. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I feel like I did that a lot in the beginning of my plant. Like, I feel like that's what intrigued me about plants the most was that you could grow plants from your plants. And like propagating 100%. Was like this whole crazy experimental thing. I don't know. You know, when you're able to keep a plant alive, it's an accomplishment. And if you've never done it before, it's like, wow. But when you propagate a plant and you make another plant, it's like double wow, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think. Something that I wish... Why do I keep repeating it? Jesus Christ. Man. I really cannot think of any.
I'm just waiting for this answer to be like that one beauty queen. She was like, I think the United States map in fifth grade, America.
Amen.
How I wish about, I like.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. I was gonna say I wish I knew more about soil and like like additives and like adding stuff into your soil. Because when I first started collecting plants, I for sure thought that like Miracle-Gro was the way to go. And not saying that like it's this shit soil, which it's definitely not the best, but you should be putting other things in it depending on the plant. And I just thought every plant could use the same soil. Like it was fine, like for every different type of plant. And that's definitely not the case. I just didn't, you know, there's definitely a lot of videos you could watch on that and research to do, but I just wish I knew more about it. Like I didn't research that part of it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people make that mistake too, because people are like soil, plants grow in soil, you know, but it's not that simple.
I've seen a lot of people, I house sat for someone one time and they just like dug up some dirt from their backyard and put like a house plant in it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And like, I think that's a common thing. And we lived in Tucson, so it's desert soil. It's not rich Iowa black dirt.
Yeah. I was going to say if it was, soil. That'd probably be better than Miracle-Gro. I'm just kidding.
You know, a big one that I wished, there's been a couple pests that I wish I would have known about before. Well, I guess don't know if that's if that really fits into the category, but flat mites, I really wish I would have known about earlier.
Oh, yeah. I think we all wish we would have
known about them. Yeah, I probably gave those to so many people, but we all have. I gave them to probably both of you guys. Like, unintentionally, but...
Yeah, of course.
That's one...
What did we call that?
Chlamydomites. Nick,
my friend. Chlamydomites.
Yeah.
Chlamydomites.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're still kind of going rampant in the plant community. Because like, you know, I had a friend recently do a trade and I was like, scope it. And she was like, oh, I know the person. She was like, you know, I know the person before I said that. And I was like, still scope it. Like nothing comes into my house without me scoping every inch of it.
And I can tell.
She found flat mites. And I was like, yeah, like you would have just probably infected your whole collection because, and like, yeah, the person that you got it from wasn't probably doing anything intentional because
no
whatever but
yeah. Like I can tell like in a store, like when I go to stores, especially with Hoyas, I can look at a Hoya and be like, all these have flat mite. Yeah, you know. And it's I don't even think the people at like the nurseries know, you know.
I don't think they do. Well, do they have the capacity to get rid of flat mites as well?
Yeah, like, no.
With all those plants they're caring for?
Probably not, unless they're using some heavy pesticides, which sometimes you can see it on the leaves.
Yeah.
The residue, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it kind of ruined my experience buying Hoya out because, like, every single one I see has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to bring that into my home. And I also just, like, it's ugly. But, like, I used to think that's just what Hoya looked like.
Me too. Yeah.
Ugh.
And it's crazy to see Hoya without them. Because I definitely still have some Hoya that have flat mite. But some of mine, like, a lot of them don't. And they're just so much more beautiful. So much more healthy.
Yeah.
The leaves are shiny. They're not all crinkly. The ones that are not supposed to be, at least. So, and the stems are not all like cracked and you just know that they're burrowing in there. But the thing about flat mite is that like they've been around for forever, I'm sure. But just nobody knew about them when we first started collecting houseplants.
Different people. I mean, like obviously the Swedish people have been into Hoya for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's people in the U.S. too that have been like that, but like it's like the older generations knew, and it's like then the young ones kind of come into it, and then they start realizing, and it just keeps going. I'm sure there's going to be another wave of flat mites in like 10 years with these kids being like, I don't even know that these existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what is the next wave of houseplants going to look like? Because like, do you guys think that the current houseplant wave has died down? I think it kind of has.
See, I don't know. I go back and forth with myself on this because I feel like there's so many more people on YouTube and writing blogs and on social media that are collecting plants. like it's exploded over the past few years, especially during the pandemic. But yeah. I feel like our generation of houseplant collecting, like the OG 2018, 2019 crew, has kind of come down from it, or at least...
Yeah, know. There's like a new class of yes. people coming up.
Yes. And I don't know if it's necessarily more people now or if it's just because I'm consuming less plant content. You know?
True, yeah.
That's very true. I don't really consume plant content anymore unless it's like you guys and like a select few others.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe because making plant content is my job. So it's like I don't want... Part of it is, like, I don't want to be, like, accidentally copying people. You know, because that can happen when you consume people
100%,
in your
yeah.
niche.
Yeah.
So much time in your niche. And then also, it's, like, I spend my entire day thinking about and making plant content. Like, I just am not really, I don't know, really interested.
It.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I want to talk about other things when I'm not working. But so I think mm-hmm. that probably contributes, too. But there's a few people that I'm, like, curious, but it's mostly about them, not their plants.
Yeah.
See, that's what it is. I feel like a lot of people in different niches, maybe this is just a general thing that happens, but you come out of it and then you want to move to a more generalized, I guess, YouTube channel topic, like what's happening in my life. Or there's so many people that I've watched in the makeup community and the plant community who have babies, and then their content's all about babies, and I'm all for it because I'm already invested in that person, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
which is yeah. so weird, but I feel like it just yeah. naturally happens that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cause you like get to know someone and like you're yeah. curious about their life. You want to know if they got a new dog, if they're moving houses. I don't know. It makes sense.
Honestly, that's a what good one. That? Some, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, what is that, like relationships with people online, but it's not real. What is that called?
No, oh, I don't know.
Parasocial.
Oh.
Oh.
Fancy. Never came out of my brain.
Parasocial. We are learning things today. But something that I wish I would have known was, like, I guess in starting a YouTube channel, which goes hand in hand with me collecting houseplants because it was around the same time. It's why I did it. I wish I knew I didn't have to only talk about plants on my Clean Leaves page from the beginning, you know, because I feel like I should have mixed in some more vlogs here and there, and I don't know, included more things that I like instead of just plants. I tried to do that here and there, but because I curated such a niche content, you know, such a niche channel, it never got great views. I mean, you know, it's the same thing with you too.
Yeah, that's why I started another channel, because it's like I can't put like a personal vlog on my channel. I just don't feel like I can.
Yeah.
I think if you did though, it'll perform less, but the people that watch you for you would really love it.
Yeah.
Cause I love when people do that. I'm like, oh, they vlogged. Yes. You know, it's like something different.
Yeah.
But.
Totally. Well, guys, I was waiting for one of you guys to close it out. I'll keep talking. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today on this little chat about what we wish we knew. I feel like we could talk about this topic some more after we've maybe thought about it and
did a little prep work for the episode. I don't know.
Hey, we're recording a few days earlier than we normally would, so we'll give ourselves a pass on that.
That's true, actually, yeah.
We normally have like a whole week to prepare, but regardless, we also didn't like mention last week was the last week for our Plants That Kill series. So if you are wanting to continue the spooky vibes, we have 3 episodes of that. And if you like the ranty, chatty vibes, we also have a Patreon where we have 2 tiers. We have a once a month tier and then an every week and once a month tier. So lots of fun over there. We actually have a new merch piece for our new tier, Brave Yet Controversial. Anybody could buy that, actually, but it was made in honor of our new tier. So it's really cute. And
it is very cute.
If you are, yes. It is. I feel conceited saying that. It's cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah, so if you guys want to follow us on Instagram for more updates and just to chit-chat about this topic, you can follow us at Potted Together. You can also find us individually. Adam is Not Dude with a K, and Nicole is My Clean Leaves, and I am De La Plants. We love ya.
Oh, and you know what? Just a little side note. If you guys are looking for a calendar, Let's Talk Hoya just came out with a calendar, and it's so freaking cute.
Oh,
and Adam didn't know I was going to say that, but it's very cute. I love it.
Get your 2024 calendar.
It's a little guy. It's just like, it's a little 8.5 by 5.5, you know? It's a little cute little guy.
I love it.
It's really cute. I always have a calendar hanging on my door in my kitchen, and I think that's going to be the one this year. I already pre-ordered it, so.
You did?
Yay!
Hell yeah. It's in my cart. As soon as I saw it.
Oh, you guys are sweet. Yeah.
I also got this sticker bundle because those stickers are really cute.
They are very cute.
Yeah, that's what I was debating on.
Yeah, well,
I didn't either.
I did a Google form and then it was like really confusing. Well, it wasn't confusing. It was pretty, but it's not as easy as a website, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, the stickers are fun. The calendar's fun. I love taking photos. And now that I got the macro lens, like I am obsessed with like
taking. I was going to ask, you took all the photos in the calendar, didn't you?
Yeah.
And yeah, you did.
I love it.
Say it loud and proud. We're so happy for you. So, that's exciting. I feel like you guys could also sell prints.
I know. You think? Look, I'm still someday am going to do some sort of like coffee table book, I think. Or some kind of like.
I love that.
Hoya Bloom book. But yeah.
I love that.
What about someday. Now I don't want to shit on you. Digital download prints would be so easy because it just immediately downloaded and you don't have to do anything.
That's right.
That's true.
You know, Jake the plant guy has prints of his plants over like on his walls. I love that guy. He's just vibes. I don't know. He's like, I don't care. I'm just doing this for fun. This is a creative outlet. And he's just like so cool. But he has like beautiful photo prints of his like Monstera leaves as like hanging as art on his wall. And I was like, genius.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But also like check them also out. Like wallpaper, like for your phone.
Yeah.
Digital. Okay, sorry. I just had to talk
thinking about that too. A wallpaper pack. Adam, come on. Come on. Come on.
Boom, boom,
Let's
boom.
Let's do it.
Let's boom, do boom, it. Boom.
Get on it. All right, guys. We gotta go because we'll just stay here. We don't know how to end it right now. Are we all high? Like, what? We're just looking at each other like, okay. No,
I can smell Steve making food and I'm like, I need to eat. I'm getting hungry.
Oh, okay. Yum.
We'll let you go. We'll end the Midwest goodbye so that you
can go
eat. All right. I can't smell anything. Okay, bye.
Welp. Slap the legs.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. Goodbye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.